7.
Competitive gaming's on the rise in South Africa. As long as it's not abused, eSport is being credited with helping pupils at some schools when it comes to problem solving and critical thinking. But like anything online, it's all about limiting screen time and reporting bullies wherever they found. Hot 1027's Tara Penny takes a look.
If someone says eSports and your mind goes straight to Minecraft and Fortnite, you're on the right track. The competitive gaming community is growing here in South Africa, and more children are logging on. Just a few weeks ago, a group of pupils from Crawford International Lone Hill Prep battled it out with other children at this year's Comic-Con Africa eSports tournament. They clinched the championship, along with all the bragging rights that go with it. 13-year-old Sean Hutchinson says he used eSports as a way to hang out with his friends during the pandemic.
And then when COVID struck, I started playing more with my friends because it was the only way for me to interact with them. And then I got into playing Minecraft more competitively and learning how to code for the game.
Shayin Pandey started playing eSports when he was 7. Fast forward 5 years, and he says these games now have portals to report bullies.
So you can report them, you can choose to report them. So it's for verbal abuse, racism or whatever. So all you have to do is go into the game, go into your settings, and it'll be a report player, and then you have to just type in the player's name. And then you can report them, and they'll actually ban them.
ICT teacher at Crawford, Natikoza, says children get an immersive experience in eSports that could never be simulated in real life. He says it's paying off in the classroom.
I'm finding that my eSports children in my digital literacy or robotics classes are a lot more proficient in those subjects, and they're a lot more engaging. Their ability to think critically and problem solve is actually a little more heightened.
But like anything online, any incidents of bullying need to be reported immediately. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.